Putin got it wrong. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden says he believes Russia's President Vladimir Putin expected a vastly different outcome when he ordered the invasion of Ukraine earlier this year. The president telling CNN,
I think he is a rational actor who's miscalculated significantly.
The president said the U.S. has contingencies in place should Putin decide to make good on his threat to use nuclear weapons. Less than a month before the midterm elections, the president attempting to sound upbeat on the economy in that interview.
He is sure that we will not end up in a recession.
There's no guarantee that there's going to be a recession. I don't think there will be a recession. If it is, it'll be a very slight recession.
That's a position that is news to most experts who have said, by all accounts, we're already in a recession with a 40-year high number for inflation.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington. Back on Ukraine, government forces say they have recaptured from Russian invaders five settlements in the Kherson region, one of the areas Russia claims to have annexed. But shelling continues near the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, cutting off external power to it. The UN watchdog agency says that power is crucial to keep monitoring and control systems functioning. They're using standby generators for now. Jurors in the penalty phase in a Florida school shooting trial are expected to begin their deliberations this morning.
The gunman who admits to killing 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in February of 2018 could soon find out if he'll be sent to death row. A jury has spent weeks listening to reasons why Nicholas Cruz should be condemned to die for the crimes to which he's pleaded guilty, and also to reasons why his life should be spared.
Fox's Evan Brown, a Greenville, Mississippi police officer, has died in the line of duty. She was shot last evening, two other people wounded. Police say they've arrested the shooter. They've not released the fallen officer's name yet. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Calling it an elitist cabal of warmongers, former Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard has announced she's leaving the Democratic Party and urging others to do the same. The Justice Department is telling the U.S. Supreme Court it should stay out of the Trump documents case.
Attorneys for the former president want the Supreme Court to overturn a lower ruling and allow a so-called special master to review roughly 100 documents with classified markings taken from Mar-a-Lago during an FBI search in August. An appeals court sided with the Justice Department's request to limit the review to a much larger batch of non-classified material. DOJ wants the justices to sit this one out, arguing Trump's claim has no merit in a case that involves extraordinarily sensitive government records. Trump insists the documents were no longer classified, telling Fox News presidents can declassify information simply by thinking about it. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A lawyer for the former president who signed the letter stating that a diligent search for classified records had been conducted and all the documents had been given back to the government has spoken with the FBI, according to a person familiar with the matter. Attorney Christina Bob reportedly told federal investigators she didn't write that letter but signed it in her role as the designated custodian for the Trump records. Attorneys for an Alabama death row inmate whose execution was halted mid-procedure last month say the state should not be allowed to try again.
Alan Eugene Miller says prison staff repeatedly poked him with needles as they tried to find a vein during an aborted lethal injection last month. His attorneys say Miller endured physical and mental torture during the attempted execution. The lawyers say Miller was probed for over an hour and at one point was left vertically suspended on the gurney. They're seeking to stop Alabama from attempting a second lethal injection. Miller was sentenced to die after being convicted in 1999 of murdering three co-workers in a rampage. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.